people as much as we can. Will it work? Who knows? I mean, sometimes a kid still sticks his fork in a plug and gets zapped, but it's still worth a try, right? I started thinking about this a little while ago when I was on Megyn Kelly's Fox News show to get lectured about the killing of Philando Castile. Getting told yet again that if a black man had just followed police orders, he wouldn't have ended up shot dead. This was before America decided Kelly wasn't racist anymore and let her move from Fox News Channel to NBC. That time it was Philando Castile, but it could have been Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, or Keith Scott, or Alton Sterling, or Walter Scott. I had Megyn Kelly telling me that we don't know if Philando Castile threatened a police officer with his gun, presuming yet again the innocence of the police over the innocence of the victim. Of course, now we do know what happened. A police officer shot a man for no reason, big surprise, and then they stacked the jury with pro-police white guys, and he got off. Of course! When incidents like these happen, black people hear this over and over. Who knows what happened? And then we get the inevitable advice on how these victims should have acted differently. Comply with police orders. Don't resist arrest. Don't break the law, and you won't get shot. White people are always giving out helpful advice. These motherfuckers been doling out tips to black people ever since I suggest you pick that cotton if you don't like getting whipped. It seemed crazy to me that we keep hearing this shit over and over, but then I had a moment of clarity. What if they were right? What if Megyn Kelly was actually onto something? See, for a little while there, it seemed like white people were on their way out. What with a black president and everything. But now we know that Barack was just the intermission, and it's back to the real show. It's welcome back, niggas. The show must go on. Look, we're in a different place now. If Trump can get elected after everything we know about him, maybe white people know what the fuck they're talking about, right? This is a guy who was heard on tape saying he likes to grab women's pussies, made stupid red hats a fashion item after spreading racist lies that Barack Obama wasn't born in America, buddied up with Vladimir Putin, but he's still our president? We ain't in Kenya anymore, let's face it, the white man is back. How did this happen? I blame Nat Turner. In 1831, that dude had his slave rebellion, scared white people, and basically fucked it up for all black people. This was one of the first times that a black dude did something hundreds of miles away that fucked shit up for everybody. Some black dude's like, motherfucker, I'm just trying to get to work. I ain't rising up. And then he got hung. Ask any old black southerner, they all know the story of slave uprising because it was incredible. Even when black people were slaves, white people were afraid. And that fear was about losing control of black people. Before black-on-black crime, before we asked to vote, before Black Lives Matter, we were being shot and hung by the police. Police are basically doing now what they've always done, which is keep niggas in their place. Whether it's removing us from lunch counters or telling us to get back across the line or hanging us for made-up reasons, they've always been the agent of bringing black people to heel. So unarmed black people getting killed isn't new, it's retro. Today, it's unarmed black people getting killed in high def and on camera phones. The technology is new, but the story is old. Used to be you had to wait for some motherfucker to make a drawing. Now we got the killing on Facebook Live or on a body cam if we're lucky. Have you ever noticed how when something happens that people don't want you to know about, their body cam goes off? But when they do have body cam footage, that ought to settle it, right? Video should be proof, but somehow it isn't. After all, what good is a grand jury looking at a body cam video if they don't have bias-proof glasses? So that's the way I've always seen things, but Megyn Kelly woke me up. See, we've been trying to insist on equal rights, having a voice, police reform, but we forgot that white people are the arbiters of knowing shit. Maybe we should listen to the wisdom they're offering us. And after all, not getting shot by police has always been a problem for black people, even when we had a black president. Now that we have a new set of overlords with President Trump at the helm, wouldn't it be nice to get a little advice on how not to get shot and maybe even how to dress and listen to music? So no black person wants to hear another bit of advice from a white person, even if they aren't as full of shit as Megyn Kelly or Donald Trump. They're so fucking tired of it all. I get it. But maybe I, D.L. Hughley, can help bridge this divide. Maybe I can take on the mantle of this.